This is Akashvani. In the program Spotlight, now we bring you a discussion on Indian cooperation with Indian Ocean Rim countries for maritime securities. The participants are Vice Admiral Satish Soni, defense expert, and Kaushik Roy, anchor.
Indian cooperation with Indian Ocean Rim countries for maritime security. We are indeed privileged that Vice Admiral Satish Soni, a well-known defense expert, is in the studios with us. Welcome to the studio, sir. Thank you for joining us. Sir, could you please tell us about India's role in maintaining maritime security in the Indian Ocean region?
You know, India is a peninsula which is jutting 1,000 nautical miles into the Indian Ocean. An ocean which is named after us, and it is the third largest ocean. It is an ocean which has got characteristics which are peculiar to the Indian Ocean, and that is that it is only accessible through the very narrow choke points like Bable Mandap, like Malacca Straits, Lombok Straits, etc. Therefore, therein lies the importance of the Indian Ocean to India. In that, there is so much of world trade which is flowing through the Indian Ocean region. 110,000 ships a year sail through this region. 80% of the world's oil traffic flows through this region. And any closure of these small choke points, very narrow choke points, will affect not only India, but also the entire world economy. Now, India has a coastline of about 7,650 odd kilometers. It has over 1,000 islands. It sits predominantly on the sea lines of communication which run through the Indian Ocean region. And if these three sea lines of communications have to be free of any interference, then India has to play a very major role. And that is what becomes very important as a contribution towards maritime security of the region.
What do you think are the challenges to the Indian Ocean region in terms of maritime security?
Indian Ocean region was a very sleepy region in the earlier two centuries. But post the Second World War, rather I would say post the end of the Cold War, the importance of this region has increased. And that is on account of the rise of China, the rise of economic interdependence between a resource-rich Africa and the developing countries such as India, China, and the developed countries like Korea and Japan and Taiwan, say. So the economic interdependence has increased. These countries in the Pacific, they require African resources. India also requires resources from the Gulf and from Africa. And the increase in trade has happened. If there is an increase in trade, it is but natural for countries to feel insecure, and they would like to then deploy their warships in protection of their trade and the other interests that you have. So if now you have the number of warships which are increasing, then there can be misunderstandings, and there each one can be vying for security of the sea lines of communication. And that is not the only thing. Then we have threats of piracy, you have threats of drug trafficking, you have threats of human trafficking. All this is in this region. In fact, today there are over 70 to 80 warships which are always present in the Northwest Indian Ocean. And all because people want to be there to respond to an emerging challenge to maritime security.
India has also played a stellar role in human assistance and disaster relief in the Indian Ocean. I would request you to kindly share your views on this, especially during times of crisis which hit most of our neighboring countries in the Indian Ocean.
India has, as I said, has a very prominent geographical position in the Indian Ocean region. We are a very powerful navy, we are a very powerful country, and the other countries in the littoral, they look up to India for help. Indian Ocean region, and especially the Bay of Bengal, is prone to natural disasters. In fact, they say 60 to 70% of the world's disasters have occurred in this region because of formation of cyclones and tsunamis. In 2004, we had a tsunami off the coast of Indonesia, and it is not only Indonesia, but Andamans, Sri Lanka, India, Maldives, up to Seychelles. Everyone felt the effects of the tsunami and the destruction, India at that time was able to respond very quick time, because we are there. We are the first responder. We are the closest country which is big enough to provide assistance to these smaller countries. And we sent help, airlifted aid, and sent our ships to all the affected areas to provide help. That is not the only time. Every time there is a cyclone which hits the coast of the East Bangladesh or Myanmar, it is the Indian Navy which is the first responder and is there to help. In fact, all our ships are always equipped with what we call bricks, the disaster bricks, essentially small containers which have clothes, which have some food material, etc. That is always available with us so that we can respond to these natural disasters. There have been floods in Mozambique where Indian ships have responded during COVID, as you would have heard and seen. Indian naval ships were transporting oxygen cylinders to other countries. And Indian Navy ships were also helping our own diaspora, which was stranded in the Gulf in East Africa, and get them back to Indian shores. So there have been numerous instances, the Indian Navy and India as a country, whether it is our air elements, whether it is our merchant marine, they have responded to these disaster situations.
The Indian Navy has also been recently involved in various operations in the Red Sea area, which is the larger Indian Ocean region. What more needs to be done to maintain peaceful sea lanes in the area? Because recently we had, as you rightly mentioned, that piracy, drug trafficking and human trafficking are indeed taking place, and India responded to foreign ships under distress.
The Indian Navy has indeed, as you said, been in the news. The Red Sea confrontation, which has taken over the narrow strait of Bab el-Mandab, is essentially Houthis' response to Israel's invasion of Gaza. They are trying to force the hand of Israel and its allies to stop the invasion. But that has kind of, that war, or that tension has percolated to the Indian Ocean region. Indian Navy has not gone into the Red Sea per se, but in the Gulf of Aden and off the coast of Somalia and in the Central Indian Ocean and North Indian Ocean, the Indian Navy has rescued many ships which have been pirated. Taking advantage of this particular situation, the Somali pirates have also seemed to have got activated. The Navy has been very proactive. We have embarked ships. We have only recently captured 35 Somali pirates, rescued 17 of the crew members of a merchant ship which was being used as a pirate mothership. Indian Navy is very active. Now, what more needs to be done? I think 2008 was the first time when the Northwest Indian Ocean witnessed a rise in piracy. And from 2000 to 2012, there were ships being hijacked almost on a weekly or a monthly basis. The whole world actually responded to it. All the navies sent their ships to carry out patrolling, escorting merchant ships. And then they devised the best management practices, things like having a safe haven for the crew to get into and control the ship from there, to have armed guards available to the ship, and setting up communication channels and exchanging information. So all these actions were taken at that time and piracy came down. And I suppose that is something which is already on. Only yesterday or day before, there was a Liberian tanker which was threatened by pirates. There was an exchange of fire, so which means ships have already started carrying armed guards. Not these actions which are being taken place.
India, or rather Indian Navy, is also assisting navies of many Indian Ocean Rim nations. How can those countries, because these are littoral states and they are there from the Horn of Africa right up to almost, say, Australia. So how can those countries support India's role in maintaining peaceful, navigable sea lanes?
Maritime security is a collective responsibility. If the areas of the Indian Ocean are not secure, then we all lose. It is not only India. And India doesn't want to be seen as a policeman. India just wants to be seen as someone which is, as a country, which is more powerful, with more resources and keen to help. We consider us as the preferred security partner. We consider as the first responder to an emerging situation. And we have very good ties with most of the, with all, I would say, our maritime neighbors. Now, how can these countries support India's role? It is one, not to give importance to extra regional navies who might be seeking a toehold in their harbors, developing infrastructure, eventually getting them into a debt trap. We already have increased cooperation with, whether it is Mozambique or Tanzania or countries of the Gulf or Sri Lanka or Maldives, Mauritius, Seychelles, Myanmar, Bangladesh. So all these countries we are supporting, and we have a very good mutual understanding. We have International Fusion Center, we have Data Collection Center, we disseminate information and we talk, speak to each other. So only if more people, all these countries, the smaller countries, contribute their bit, is like Mauritius has developed Agalega Islands as a, with a jetty, with an airfield from which aircraft can take over, take off and monitor the situation in the area. So these kind of small contributions the countries can make.
Admiral, you spoke about at length about piracy, but also two other issues which you flagged are drug trafficking and human trafficking. There are also other emerging threats. So how do we combat these in the Indian Ocean region?
As I said, the International Information Fusion Center that we have in Gurgaon, that is, has representatives physically of at least, I think, 12 or 13 countries now. They collate information from all sources and they help in disseminating information to other navies so that they can react, whether it is piracy, whether it is drug trafficking, whether it is human trafficking. We have our ships which are constantly on the guard. In fact, the countries from the Western navies, as I said, about nearly 60, 70 warships which are there, they are also assisting in piracy and drug trafficking and human trafficking. And there have been many occasions where these drugs, these boats have been caught and the pirates apprehended.
Indian Ocean region, or rather the oceans today, the entire ocean ecosystem is also facing serious threats due to climate change. So how do we deal with this issue in the Indian Ocean region, especially as some island nations are facing the very threat of going underwater in a few decades from now?
With the rise in temperature, there is a rise in salinity, there is a rise of temperature in the water, means they're disturbing the ecosystems. With the climate change, the maximum effect that is going to be felt will be in the oceans. And as you brought out countries like Maldives, where the maximum height of a feature above sea levels is not more than even 5 meters. Every year, they are losing some land area. Now, how do we tackle this? This is an issue which needs to be debated in the Indian Ocean Rim Association, IORA, of which India has been actively participating in. And there are groups take this into consideration. A lot of discussion is already happening.
In conclusion, sir, I would like to draw your attention to what needs to be done to maintain Indian Navy's high standards as a blue water navy.
Indian Navy has been doing fairly well. Navy, which has got most indigenous content at present, there are nearly, I think, about 67 ships which are under construction, and 65 of those ships are being constructed indigenously in our own shipyards. The budgetary allocations to the Indian Navy have also been higher. They have been increasing. Today, the Indian Navy gets more than, I think this year's allocation was about 19.2% of the defense budget, the highest ever. Indian Navy needs to be continuously invested in, and we need to be aware that the future threats lie at sea, and that is where we should concentrate. And not only the Indian Navy, the Indian Coast Guard, the fisheries, the ports, all these contribute to our total response of a maritime country like India towards the seas.
And on that very positive note, we thank you, Vice Admiral Satish Soni, for joining us in the studios.
Thank you.
You were listening to a discussion on Indian cooperation with Indian Ocean Rim countries for maritime securities. The participants were Vice Admiral Satish Soni, Defence Expert, and Kaushik Roy, Anchor. This program was produced and presented by the News Services Division of Akashwani. You can listen to it on our mobile app, News on AIR. This program is also available on our YouTube channel, News on AIR Official.